Welcome to the Closer's Corner Podcast, where we here at OutFast discuss all things real estate with a focus on tactics, strategies, sales, and what it takes to be a deal maker.
You guys know that there are so many marketing pieces out there that say that real estate agents don't deserve your 3% on the listing, don't deserve 3% as a buyer's agent. And we are here to talk about why every one of the agents out there deserves their full commission. And we're going to talk about deals themselves. We're going to talk about why and how you guys get those deals done and tell the public how you guys have to go or what you guys have to go through to get these deals to the closing table. All right, welcome to the Closer's Corner Podcast. My name is Greg Simpson. I'm your host. And to my right is my co-host, Suzanne Madashwe.
Madashwe.
I knew I was going to fucking butcher
just
that.
Just say M. Just say
Suzanne.
Just call me Suzanne. No last name. Let's just go with, like, okay. Prince.
And on the Closer's Corner Podcast today, we have one of our top agents over here. We got Caitlin Meck.
Caitlin.
So, guys, today we're going to talk a little bit about why we're doing this podcast, why we wanted to feature a couple people on this podcast, and what the purpose of everything we're doing here. Again, this is why we're practicing, because I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying. But the idea here is that in the marketplace, and you guys can both attest this because you are both agents out in the market, and you guys know that there are so many marketing pieces out there that say that real estate agents don't deserve your 3% on the listing, don't deserve 3% as a buyer's agent, and we are here to talk about why every one of the agents out there deserves their full commission, and we're going to talk about deals themselves, we're going to talk about why and how you guys get those deals done. And tell the public how you guys have to go or what you guys have to go through to get these deals to the closing table to become deal makers. And so the point is that most of the public has no clue what you guys do to earn your money and why it's important to pay a professional to do that. And so you guys are going to learn by listening to this podcast over the next several years as to why you want to hire real estate agents and in particular the guys and gals over at OutFast Realty, and why we are the best real estate brokerage across the country. So with that being said, let's get to talking about deals. Suzanne, let's talk about our deal we got going on today. We are closing on a deal this morning. So let's talk about it. How do we get the deal? So basically, this is just an interview process, and we just go back and forth like we would be normally talking to each other.
Yeah.
Happen to have a fucking microphone and a camera, so you're just talking to each other.
How do we get the deal? It was a direct seller deal, which means that the call was one that we made outbound to a seller who fit criteria that we look for that triggers that this seller may be interested in selling. Mm-hmm. Once we made contact and determined that he was motivated, we obviously made him an offer and worked back and forth a couple times until we put a deal and numbers together and made it work. And that's kind of how we got the deal. So once we put the contract together, went out and looked at the property, determined that it's going to work for us, inspected it, did everything that we need to do for our due diligence. And then, how fast am I talking?
You're good. Like,
am I just blah, blah, blah.
You're good.
You're good.
So
we're following. Like,
and then
good.
That, and then based on that, we decided to move forward, purchase it, and we actually closed this morning. Mm-hmm. So we just closed.
So let's talk about some of the objections and things you and I had to overcome to actually get this deal to the closing table, because it has been a labor of love, especially on your part. You've handled it, so thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
But like, talk about like what of some of those weird things that pop up that no one knows about, right? So let's talk about a few of those things.
Yeah. So this is a little different than your typical traditional retail sale. Mm-hmm. This was something we sourced off market, and we worked direct with the seller. The seller was in a situation where the property does need some work, didn't want to put in any money into the property, did not want to put it on the market. He does not live in the area. He's out of state, is a busy doctor, and just did not want to deal with...
Where state is he?
He's in Ohio.
Ohio,
didn't want to deal with anything in terms of like showing and marketing the property. So he was interested in doing something off market. He actually, once the conversation started with a number that he had in his mind, and after back and forth, we decided on a number that worked for us and mm-hmm. for him. So he was happy with that at the end, because he didn't have to do anything, even cleaning it out. We're even going to clean out this property for him. So
lots of clean out.
So that's the plus. The hurdle for me in the very beginning, and this is such a common hurdle, is determining if we're credible. Like, he wanted to know who we were, and I get that and I respect that. I mean, if you're getting a call from someone who is offering you cash on a property, you want to make sure that that is a real person, that
for
they're
sure.
not, you know, there's so many scams and so much fraud out there. So we were able to prove to him the way I did that and the way that I felt he needed to see was in writing, just because of his just his background. He's a professional in medical field. Like, he wanted to see stuff in writing. So I pulled our company's license and showed him we had no ethics violations on the DBPR. I went in and actually pulled my license and showed him that over the years that I've been in business have had zero ethics violations. So both of those helped, you know, because there are so many, you know, there's so many reviews out there that are not necessarily real or so much, you know. So he wanted to see like actual license stuff.
Yeah.
So I was able to deliver him two copies of my, one of my license and one of the company license. And I even shared.
I'm going to interrupt you. Guys, if you are a wholesaler, pay very close attention to what she just said. I've been saying this for years, why we started a brokerage, because you need credibility in the marketplace.
Yeah.
You're some dipshit wholesaler who's going to pay cash. You aren't providing them with proof of funds because you ain't got it. Or your partner has the money, right? Well, good luck with that. Like, there is a need for credibility in this business. And that's why we believe that every one of you all should have your real estate license to do any part of this business. Because you instant credibility with that person. You would have never done that deal if you were a traditional wannabe wholesaler.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I explained to him that one deal was not worth risking our credibility, our, you know, ethics record, and it's just not worth it on one deal.
No, of course it's not.
So he got that. That was fine. We got over that. And then just constant regular contact with him throughout the process. And I mean regular. The way I do with a regular seller who I'm marketing for, who I have an agreement with, it was as if I was working for him. When he mentioned that he is used to working with attorneys on the properties he's closed over the years, I recommended he take our contract to an attorney that we enjoy and don't mind working with attorneys. He opted not to. He also wanted to know who our closing company was and did a background on them. So he wanted to speak to our closer, Danielle, at Old Tampa Bay. Like, he wanted to just make sure every source. And honestly, I respect him for it.
Heck,
I mean,
yeah,
that
man.
Is the right way to do it. I mean, he... And so he closed and is happy and would actually refer other people in the neighborhood to us. That is where I'm going with him next is, hey, you're in a neighborhood where this is a common situation. And if someone else in the neighborhood wants to sell to us, will you give a recommendation is my next, you know, what I need from him. Because we've done quite a bit to help him as well. And he's grateful. I mean, I went to the house. I had to go through stuff for him. And he literally sent me an email that says, you know, I can't, you know, express the appreciation I have for what you did. So it's not that he's ungrateful, which is really the biggest thing. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this, that exact thing right there is why you guys earn what you earn. Like, that could have been a listing deal. We ended up being able to buy it from him. So it's a little bit of a different situation, but it just shows you guys the power of being a licensed real estate agent. It talks about what we did to service him as a customer, and now he's going to give us a glowing review. He's already given you
for
one,
sure.
Essentially, right?
Yeah.
But now we're going to take that and you're going to do it. And so having that credibility, and then also you had credibility leading up to it, which is really helpful too. Even if you're a brand new agent, you have a license, right? That is something that is very difficult to get. It's maybe not as hard as we'd like it to be now that we're all experienced agents and we deal with some of the riffraff out there. But like, you know, you have something to protect.
And
right.
The company, right?
And the company does too.
If I had zero experience, I still can use the company that I work for.
Absolutely.
And that was part of it is, you know what, maybe I haven't personally done hundreds of wholesale deals, but between me and you and the company that I work with and the agents in our team, we've done quite a few and can prove that we close on them and are, you know, so that.
Yeah, no, his biggest thing was like, he didn't really think we were going to close.
No, he didn't. And then
he really didn't.
He's like, how are you bringing the cash? And he wanted to make sure we weren't just going to show up with a suitcase of cash because that was, because he is a doctor and, you know, he just wanted to make sure that this was legit. And I get it. Like, it's, you know, everybody watches a lot of movies, you know, we've just talked about this. And
well, they watch HGTV too and they wonder like, how does this all happen? And it's like, well, it doesn't happen how HGTV portrays it to happen,
for
right?
Sure.
It's not cash in a suitcase.
Right,
you know?
Right.
As much as you'd want it to be.
That's an inside story that we'll tell you on a different podcast with David when that Spinelli, when that one closes. Get him in the closer's corner and talk about that deal.
Yeah.
Oh, so Caitlin, let's move on to, let's talk about Why Mama. Let's talk about that deal and how how you were able to help facilitate that on both sides. You helped on the acquisition, and then you helped on the resale. So let's talk about that one. How did that one come about?
So and let's roll one, through that. That one, from what I understand, was a referral to you, actually, mm-hmm. from a lady who was on the other side of the state. And they, I think, had found her on a Facebook ad or something.
I think something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So we ended up meeting with this lady. So this was a tough one because she actually didn't own the property. Mm-hmm. She actually was the aunt mm-hmm. or, you know, family member of the gentleman who owned the property. And he had basically just said, here, take this property. I don't want to deal with it anymore. It had been the home when he married whoever, and then the marriage has not worked out.
Didn't
and everything.
Did she say she had her, like,
she had her deported.
Deported.
Yes. Yeah. She had her
the
deported.
Aunt had
like this.
Her cousin or whatever, her nephew's
wife
deported because she was such a shit.
Yeah. Like it was, it sounded like it was just a bad situation all around. So I would understand him being like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to touch it. Like, just take it off my hands. Mm-hmm. So they ended up having to get the power of attorney and all that for her to then be able to sign the contract with us. For us to get it under contract and worked with her on getting it.
And so let's back up just a little bit, because mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, like he was so uneducated on the mm-hmm. transaction. He was, 6 months behind on his mortgage?
Yes.
So he was 6 months behind on his mortgage. He also had pre-signed an assignment of contract agreement, basically trying to assign us the house mm-hmm. with an assignment of contract note. And we're like, no.
You can't, yeah.
It's not
we
house.
Can't
we
do
have
that.
To sign an actual purchase agreement. Mm-hmm. So we had to, because we had a license,
yeah.
we had some credibility, we were able to tell them, no, this is the right contract we need to sign, and walk them through the correct mm-hmm. way to do it. Because if they had tried going to somebody else, that would have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm. So, not to mention that this gentleman was a truck driver. So he was gone for, weeks at a time and everything. So between that and trying to get it all together, it was like chasing down, I don't even know what kind of analogy.
She got it done, right?
Yeah. So. We did get it done and everything. And we ended up getting the appliances in the house, getting a nice deep clean and everything. You said it was 31 days from the time you took possession till the time we got it sold. Because
and
we
closed.
Sold it. Yeah.
Sold and closed.
Sold and closed. Because we did get it sold to
That's awesome.
A cash buyer.
Best deal we've ever done. Bar none.
We got new appliances in. We got a nice deep clean and everything. Got everything taken care of. We listed it the next week and had multiple offers that first weekend. Ended up with a cash buyer and closed within 2 weeks.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the other adversities we faced. And the big mm-hmm. one that we haven't talked about here that you need to, anyone listening to the pod or watching this at some point knows that no deal goes smooth, right? And there's always something crazy that goes on in the back end of the deal. This one was all the things that Caitlin's already talked about, but when we got title report back and we got payoff from the lender, it was mm-hmm. way more than what we agreed to pay. Because we wanted to give him some moving money to be able to move out, right? Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, his loan balance with penalties and everything back penalties and everything with the bank, we ended up having to not be able to give anything because we ended up paying, 10 grand more than we had under contract, something like that. So we literally took $10,000 out of our own pocket just to make sure that he didn't lose the house and get a foreclosure on his credit. His credit was already pretty much shot, but at least he doesn't have to mm-hmm. wait however long it is to buy a house now going through a short sale or
whatever.
A foreclosure.
Yeah.
So that was a huge obstacle. And luckily for us, the market has been pretty crazy because our ARV did go up enough to where we could agree to pay a little bit more to get the deal done, because at one point it looked like the deal was going to die until we re-ran comps a couple of days before closing, because we got that payoff right before closing.
Close.
Look at that closing check walking in the door.
Yes.
Thank you, FedEx.
Thank you.
Good timing.
Good timing. Just adversity mm-hmm. after adversity happens on every deal. And if you don't know how to navigate that, you're going to be floundering. And, I got to give you both credit for powering through some of this stuff, because I sometimes don't have the patience for this stuff. So I appreciate you guys going mm-hmm. the extra mile for those clients or customers, whatever, and those sellers.
That one in my mama was fun, too, on the listing side, as, when we got the new appliances in and got the deep clean, we also changed the locks, as you know, you do when you buy a new property.
I remember this now.
And, so after the weekend of showings, after we put it on the market and everything, he's gone missing again. So I had to change the locks yet again. Thankfully, it was in my area, so I was able to, you know, drive down and do that one evening and everything. But that alongside, actually, initially, we first took a conventional offer that was higher. Or not conventional, actually. It was USDA.
Oh, yeah.
Because we thought it was in an area that they could do that kind of financing. Something happened with it, and again, it may have been an uneducated agent. We're not quite sure what happened.
Most likely.
But, so then the client couldn't get the FHA. Like, they couldn't do USDA, so they went to go FHA. Hadn't owned it long enough, so they couldn't do FHA financing. So then they went to do conventional. She didn't have the kind of money to do conventional at that time, so they ended up having to cancel the contract. And this was within 2 days of going under contract, so that was fun. And then we were able to then negotiate with the next cash buyer and finally get it under under contract and come to some kind of agreement. That one was actually quite interesting because the agent was just willing to do whatever she could.
She was.
This poor lady, the poor lady, just, she was being advised kind of in the background by her son, I believe it was, oh, you can't go over this, don't go over this, don't do this. And so that made it tough for us to make, come to some kind of agreement. So we ended up actually, the agent was able to say, here, why don't we do this? And my buyer pay for your closing costs as well. And we go about it this way.
She also waived part of her commission, too, to make
the deal
work, too.
Yes, she did waive part of her commission.
Which is awesome on her part. And she had been showing these buyers houses for, like, 6 months. And
she had sold their other house, like, in January, she said. So it was a good 6-7 months that she'd been trying to find them another place. So it was definitely fun. And we do appreciate her, like, doing everything she could. And she did. She pulled out everything she could to make it happen and everything. And it was a great, smooth closing from there. I mean, again, it was only 2 weeks, so it'd make it pretty easy.
Beautiful. So, guys, that's exactly what we're talking about, why we started this podcast, for you guys to understand what it takes to be a deal maker, what it takes to actually get deals to the closing table. It's not about just being pretty on Instagram and talking about only the wins
it's
on
not.
Instagram. No, it's definitely not.
Wait, what?
We're here to tell the story of how it really, really works.
Then no one will want to be an agent.
Well, that's where we'll take all the money then. but yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, but no, we're more here to educate the sellers and the buyers of why it is important to work with you guys as agents and us at Outfast Realty, because we are here to show you all the steps that go into it. So if you guys like this podcast, please make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Give us a like. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple or Stitcher or wherever you Spotify, wherever you can find this podcast, whatever your medium is that you listen to this podcast. It is literally everywhere. Because rating and reviewing us helps us show up in the algorithm much better. So if you liked it, you want to hear more of us, and you want more people to hear about us, give us all those recommendations and ratings, and we really appreciate it. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Closer's Corner Podcast.
Back. Hands up.